Hello. Good evening. Happy Monday. It's the first day of the first week. That's not right. It's the first day of the week. Yeah, okay. That sounds better. Anyway, excuse me, y'all. Yesterday was a very long day. Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
How are y'all?
Hey, Sasha.
You're on one. Mm.
Hi, Sylvia.
Good.
Hey.
Beauty.
Yes,
beauty. That's what we're going by. Beauty. So.
Thank you.
Let's tell
Thank
you. My yesterday was good, but I was driving to Atlanta yesterday, and I went to brunch with my sister friends in the book group, and I got lost. And so when I got lost, I had a panic attack. I've never
you
had
a lost
panic attack
before. Oh.
Huh?
You got
lost.
Yeah,
I had a panic attack.
How long did
I
it
mean,
last?
Usually, it's okay. Like, I'm usually a good... that doesn't bother me because usually I can handle it. I'm like... I'm on it because I'm like... I'm a really good driver. Like, I really am. And driving is, like, something that I pride myself on being a really good driver, a really conscientious driver. But I do have a little road rage. I won't lie. But, I got lost, and well, I didn't really get. I got turned around because I was in a part of Atlanta that I used to live in. Outside the perimeter, Asher Dunwoody. I lived over in that area by Perimeter Mall when I was so much younger, when I was going to college, and so I knew the area pretty well. But of course, they built it up, and and they've redone, so they're working on 285, and they're working on the road. Anyway, y'all, make a long story short, I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time on my little adventure, but I just wanted to say, like, a sister got lost. I had a panic attack. Like, I had to pull over and, like, gather myself in the collar of my cute little, my little dress, you know? And say, bitch, get it together. Like, what are you doing?
I'm going home. I can't do this. Oh, my God.
And I'm like, bitch, you better get your shit together. We are this far. We have got this far. It's like, look at the GPS. You're 15 minutes away. You're talking about going home? So, yeah, I got there. And my friends were like, what's wrong? Because you know when you cry and you have that I just cried voice, like, yeah, I'm okay. You doing good? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. And I had that in my voice, and my friend was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I had a panic attack. And so my best friend was there. Shout out to Riri, Toxley Riri. I saw her, and she's like, are you looking extra cute? And I said, my therapist is like, when you need something, Shalonda, well, I'm telling y'all my real name, but that's okay. When you need something, Shalonda, just ask for it, and it's okay. And I said to her, I need a hug. I'm like, what's wrong? I just need a hug. Can you hold me, please? I'm like, yes, sweetie. And so we're standing in the parking lot, and she held me for like 3, 4, 5 minutes. And to allow me to back myself. and I gathered myself. And I had a really good time. But I had to gather myself. Gosh, menopause is a bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, so moving along, tonight we're going to talk about Bitcoin. I know our guest is on the line and he's listening to you. He's like, oh my God, I am definitely in Vagina City. Yes, yes, you are. Welcome. Welcome. There is Pussy Galore, I will say. Anyway, we're talking about, we're not talking about vaginas, so don't get excited, y'all. We're talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So, if you ever wanted to know about Bitcoin, come on in the room. If you want to know how to start or get into Bitcoin, come on in the room. If you want to start your portfolio, and we're going to try to find out about getting a co-op for Swing so she can have all the marijuana that she wants. Mm-hmm. And Beauty and I are going to make money. Swing is going to just be our tester to make sure our product is good. How about that?
Always happy to help.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So, of course, he has been here before. He was on our poetry show. I was like, hey, do you know somebody to do Bitcoin? I want to talk about it. And she was like, I do. I know. I'm like, oh, okay. So, welcome, everyone. Yes, that we've had before, Mr. Johnny Miraculous Conley. Oh, my God. He's here, y'all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, what's up? Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Except
how you doing? So you're in the sea of estrogen and progesterone and all that good stuff. Women.
I love it. I love it. That's the best place to be.
Okay, great. Yeah. I agree.
The best place to be.
So we're gonna talk about Bitcoin. You're gonna tell us everything that you know. How long have you been buy Bitcoin, or do you, what do you do with Bitcoin? Oh, like, I'm really dumb.
Okay. Yes, you would buy Bitcoin. How green are you? I guess that would depend on how in depth I go, but how green are you on the subject?
I'm a seed.
Kiss me. Keep it simple, stupid.
Okay,
I'm
so kindergarten
labor.
Kindergarten.
Okay. Okay. So with Bitcoin and Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, and all cryptocurrency is a digital currency. It's just something that you can use to purchase or buy for something. That's pretty much all it is, right? And Bitcoin is the largest one. It's the first one. It's the biggest one. It's the one with the most value. And so that's usually where everybody's starting point is with Bitcoin. And, yes, you do purchase Bitcoin. You will go on a trading site or a broker the same way you would buy a stock or the same way you would trade a foreign exchange, like money, same way you do currency or gold or silver, anything like that, you would buy it the same way. And, with Bitcoin and many other coins, once you have you a Bitcoin wallet with some in it, you could sit on it and let it build, or you can spend it, you can trade it, you can use it to buy other coins and trade and make more money, whatever you want to do with it, whatever. It's decentralized, so it's no governor body, it's not regulated. So, you know, you can just do whatever, you know.
Oh, okay.
Do whatever you like.
With the I know with and ladies, whoever has, jump in. We're just everywhere tonight. Okay. What other coins are there?
Well, it's It might be like 1,000
oh,
coins.
Oh, that many?
I'm gonna give you a website where you can see all the coins. It's called CoinMarketCap. It's called CoinMarketCap, and you can go on there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, CoinMarketCap. You go on there, you can see all the coins that's available. Even the trash coins, good coins, no matter what it is. If it's a cryptocurrency, it's on there, and you could click on them, see what they're about. They have websites. You can read up on them if you want to purchase them or not. Some are very hard to purchase, so it takes a little knowing how to get to. But that's the site, and it's a lot of different coins. They have coins for gaming, coins for that are used to make other coins, and like metal coins they used to make other coins. So it's a lot. They have technology coins. Everything. So there's a lot of different coins.
Oh. Oh, this is deep. I didn't know it was this deep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, seriously, right. I'm not being
question.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay. Say you wanna let me say buy it and sit on it. Can you buy something that's really not doing so? Would it be wise to buy something that you know is not really doing so well at the point at this point, but you want to buy it and just sit on it and see if it just is gonna come up, make it come up?
Sure, but what you want to do your homework on it first. You want to do your homework on it first. I'll give you a perfect example. I'm gonna tell you something real stupid I did, which is how I learned this valuable lesson. All right, so it was 2010. And I used to go work out at Georgia Tech. I had a partner that played at Georgia Tech. I used to go use their gym. And at Georgia Tech, they would have these signs up for people to buy Bitcoin. And at the time, I didn't know what Bitcoin was at all. I didn't even know what digital currency was, cryptocurrency was, anything. It just sounded real foreign and hard to me. So after being bugged about it several times, I said, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take $40. I'm going to take this $40, and I'm just going to – I call it just donating. I won't miss the $40. I never get nothing back from it. But I'm going to take $40 and I'm going to give it to them. And at the time, Bitcoin was like 40 cents a coin, something like that. So I went to go meet up with the guy, and I don't know what happened. All I remember is there's a Papa John's that's right by Georgia Tech's campus, and I went over there and bought me some pizza rather than buying the Bitcoin. I didn't think about it for a while. And then I remember going – on a website, and I saw that Bitcoin at that time was like worth $430 a coin. And then by the time I decided to try to buy it for the first time, it was worth $13,000, almost $14,000 a coin. So I always think back to 2010 when if I had bought it for 40 cents a coin at $40, no, $40 for 40 at 40 cents a coin, you know, that's like what, about 80 coins? Today, Bitcoin is worth about like 27,000. I think it's like 26,000. So, and at one point, it was 65,000. So, that's like millions of dollars I missed out on because I went and bought a Papa John pizza. So, what I did after that was that made me decide, all right, let me go research this. So now, I researched everything. I taught myself how to read candlesticks, which is basically the charts. And if you want to buy any coin, go to their website, see what they're connected to. If they have something that will be of use or could be of use, see if they're being talked about in any kind of way. A lot of coins are called,
okay,
they do what they call puppet dump schemes.
So things that you hear people whisper about could
exactly
be something that could be valuable in the future.
But you also got to be sure that it's not what they call a pump and dump, which is what they did with I don't know if you heard of this coin called Dogecoin. They had the dog on it, and everybody was buying it up. Yeah, see, Dogecoin was really it's really what we call a trash coin. It's not really connected to anything, but it's a good pump and dump because it's cheap. So people will buy a lot of it. So people would talk about it. It had a good marketing behind it, and people was buying it. Now, when people was buying it for like 10 cents and a couple of cents, it was good because, you know, it goes up. You could buy a lot of it. It goes up to 40, 50 cents. You made a good deal. But the problem was people was buying it at 40 cents and 50 cents. By that time, the hype had went away and people lost money. Or people didn't, you know, they just broke even. So always keep an eye on it. Make sure it's connected to something. And if you do buy something that's like that and is rising, just make sure that if it's not connected, it's going to drop. It's going to fall. So sell it before it drops too far so you can always make you a profit.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so if you want to sit on anything.
Good.
I don't even remember. And it was so crazy. I had just at the gym, so I didn't need it. I had just for this working out. I killed my workout and my money at the same time.
At the same time. Well, I didn't know Bitcoin had $65,000?
Yeah, it had got to $65,000 a coin. Like I said, it's like around 20. And it does that. It goes really, really high. Then it drops. Then it goes high. Then it drops. So it's very volatile, you know, which is why some people are scared of it. But it's a beautiful thing if you, like I say, you just pay attention and you watch. I had a group, a Facebook group called Bitcoin and Binary. And a few times I've done it more than once. More than five times, where I could tell you where it's gonna go, and you know, if people listen to what I'm telling them, they'll be straight. So I told them, it's gonna hit 15,000-16,000. People didn't listen to me. I said it's gonna go to 17,000. They didn't listen to me. I told them we're gonna go to 40. Yeah, you can actually get do copy trading. So there's a website called eToro. That's basically where you do nothing. You just got to copy the trades that somebody else do. And there's a website called eToro.
What's that mean?
What, the website or the copy trade?
Copy the trade.
Copy and trade.
Oh, yeah. Well, what all that means is whatever trade they do, you're going to do the exact same trade. But it's automated, so you don't have to do anything. The minute they buy something, you're buying it in your side. So it goes by the percentage they buy. So you don't have to worry about if they buy $200 worth of something and you only put $200 in. It'll go by the percentage that they spent of their amount of money. So if they put 5% of their money on this, you're going to put 5% of your money on that same thing. So that's how I copy trade.
So you just upload the money that you want to spend. And then they take it from there.
Yep. And I think the minimum you could put on there is like 200 or 250 on eToro, but you can just put it on there. You can pick the person that you want to copy trade and just keep an eye on it. Make sure they're not losing money. So, but those that are winning, yeah, you're good. You, everything they do, if they do good, you do good. So.
Okay, let me ask this question. I know that cryptocurrency is really popular, but can I ask you, why is cryptocurrency such a popular thing now? Is this because, like right now, because of this inflation that we're going through, that the American dollar is not, doesn't hold the value that it did, or is it because people, strategists think that we're going to get to a point where we're not going to be using actual cash money?
The answer to both of all of that is yes. The answer to all of that is yes, actually. If facing these things has to, it actually started a while back because we are kind of moving away from actual dollars and move into more digital. Most people will carry a card on them before they carry actual cash.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after COVID, it really got to the point where a lot of people don't carry cash on them anymore. A lot of places have gone cashless. So that's a good thing right there. The other thing people got to remember is that our dollar, the U.S. dollar is fiat. It's based on nothing. It's whatever they say is worth is what it's worth. So if you're using something that has a technology or some type of science or some type of tangible thing behind it, it can't hold its value better than a dollar can. It could actually go up in value or down. You know, it could hold its value better. Uh-huh. Also, another thing is people that want to do stuff, totally like their stuff being on a ledger like that. Now, I do know, when I say stuff, you know what I mean by stuff, you know. Now, certain websites will report your earnings of Bitcoin, how much money you've been spending to the IRS, like Coinbase. They're going to report, you know, you spent this amount in cryptocurrency. Now, they can't really say what you used it on, but if you don't want that on your IRS papers, then you want to go to a foreign, you want to use a foreign trader, something that's not in the United States, because how they going to know what you've been spending it on, you know? So that's easy to do.
Like, it's sort of like you have, Cayman.
Yeah, it's sort of like having a Swiss bank account without the Swiss bank account. You just use an out of country broker, and there you go. You know, you have to worry about them reporting it. Like Coinbase will report it, but other sites won't. And some people don't care about a certain amount of money being reported to the IRS, because the IRS really won't mess with you unless you make, I think it's over like $5,000 or $10,000. So, you know, if you're moving money accordingly, then, you know, so that's another reason why a lot of people like cryptocurrency, because I can purchase things and,
and they can purchase things on the dark web.
Exactly. If I want to do some things, I could use my Bitcoin wallet or my Ethereum or whatever other coin I want to use, and you won't know nothing about it.
I would really love to learn big things. Like, it's a bit out of reach for my brain power. Because I'm more of a physical person, so it'll be kind of.
You know what you could do? They have Bitcoin wallets, right? It's sort of like a flash drive. It's like a flash drive, so you can actually have it on you.
Oh.
So you can get you a Bitcoin wallet, that tangible wallet that you can have on. Now, don't lose it, because, you know, it ain't like a bank. You lose it, you can't call nobody and get your Bitcoin back. But, you know, it's something you can hold on to. It's not hard. I would say think about it like this. When you buy any type of cryptocurrency, when you buy it, right, that money that you have, let's say, for instance, you bought, let's say you spent $100 on some Bitcoin, right, and let's say that you go back into your wallet, you haven't done anything, and the Bitcoin numbers have been going up. It's like a high-interest bank account. It's going up faster than it would in a bank. You see, you're getting more money back, you know, interest than you would in the bank. Now, that money is there. If you don't touch it, it just grows or goes down. Now, let's say you want to take some out, and you could take some money out, put it back into your regular bank account, or if you go to where it accepts cryptocurrency or online accepts cryptocurrency, you don't even have to take it out. You could just, you know, use your phone, boom, make your purchase. Simple as that, yep.
I need cartoons, drawings, all kinds of stuff for me to understand. It's 100% to stay in there. Videos.
Now, learning candlesticks and charts will be hard if you, for the first time seeing it. But if you just go online, you see it, you see that it's, I'm going to tell you a trick. Here's the easiest thing to do. If you want to buy some cryptocurrency, I would give me about 3 different accounts. Or before I even do that, I would go on CoinMarketCap, that website I told you about. I would click on Bitcoin. You just pick Bitcoin. You scroll down, you'll see the major trading apps or trading platforms that are selling Bitcoin and for how much they're selling it for, right? There's going to be different prices. They're going to be around the same price, but different prices. Find the ones that have the lowest fees, because all platforms charge different fees. A good one like Binance, which is like Binance with a B, go on there, buy it at the cheapest price. You know, you want to buy everything at the cheapest price. And there you go. You don't have to worry about it. You don't got to touch it. You don't have to day trade it like I day trade it, because that requires learning charts. But there, you know how to find the lowest price of something and get low fees. That's easy. So
I'm good at that.
All right.
So let me ask you this question. You were talking about the interest. How much interest do you get on Bitcoin?
Well,
Bitcoin
is very volatile. Not all the cryptocurrency, I won't say that, but Bitcoin and a couple of the other major coins are very volatile. So it could be high, it could be low, very, very fast. Mm-hmm. The key to when I say the interest thing, what I mean by that is not that you have to watch it every second of the day, but if you go on there every day, right, and you just see how mm-hmm. it's fluctuating. Bitcoin high today was 27,100 something. Its low today was 26,800 something around there. So if you're just on the website, just going and you're looking and you just happen to see that it's at a high and you need some money to take out and you just sell it at its high, if you did it today, they say you bought it when it was 26,000 flat and you sold it when it was 27,100. That is $1,100 difference that you just got. That's way better interest than a bank could ever offer you. And you did that in a day.
Yeah, because with a bank, the amount of interest is like, what, one or two cents a day on your money?
Yeah, that's good. That's good for them. I'm trying to think what's the best rates right now. I think none of the bank interest rates are that high right now. I mean, there's some that are pretty decent, but they're not that high. None of them can give you an increase like that in a day. You know, Bitcoin can,
yeah.
Cryptocurrency can, you know. And I will say that if you don't know how to trade it, just look at those. Say, hold it, and if it's going down, sell it, of course. But don't just sell it immediately
mm-hmm.
one bad day. You know, keep an eye on it, and if it's doing pretty good, if you want to take a little bit out, because you can always take the interest off the top. Let's say you put $100 in there, right? And then one day you go in there, you see that you got $145. You only put $100 in there. You could always snatch the $45 off and keep the $100 in there. You just made your $45, you know, so.
Yeah.
And just keep the $100 in there and just let that do what it does and then take off another 20, another 10. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. And so when you said, like, it went up 200 and some odd, that's like, because I know with the stock market, they don't go price. They say points, right?
Say that question again.
So, like, you were saying that Bitcoin went up today at 200 and some odd, whatever. That's in points?
Yeah. Oh, that's the actual. I got your question now. Yeah, that's the actual dollar amount. I can explain it like this. When you deal with businesses, okay, I say it like this. Money, you can trade money the same way you trade AT&T, Amazon, you know, stock
okay.
like that. When you
okay,
trade money,
you.
it's called a foreign okay. exchange market. And foreign exchange market goes mm-hmm. by the dollar amount. So if the dollar amount
okay.
is, it's always going to be the dollar. So with Bitcoin, you're going to go by the dollar. You can actually trade Bitcoin against the U.S. dollar. You can actually do that. So you can
really?
So you can always go a dollar amount. Yeah. So but with AT&T and things of that nature, they'll go up a certain amount of points, or the NASDAQ itself will go up a certain amount of points.
Yeah. Okay.
But the actual with coins, just follow the coin because the market is so huge. Yeah. Yeah, so even if you buy regular stock, don't pay attention to the points of the day because it could be 90 companies catching L's major companies that have dropped the stock market, but your small, company that sell iPads or whatever, they had a good day, you know. So I wouldn't pay
yeah.
attention to the overall points. That's where brokers, that's where, you know, the companies to do. Me and us,
okay.
we just say, all right, I got some Amazon stock. Everybody was buying stuff off of Amazon today. I'm good. what Microsoft did and what McDonald's did, I ain't got nothing to do with my style. My style did this way, so, you know.
Yeah.
So when you say you can take money out.
Oh,
so when you say
I'm
sorry. So when you say you could take like $20 or $10 out and you still have that $100 deposit on there, so it's still growing even though you took the $20 or $30 out.
Right, exactly.
Still working on
because you know your initial investment is your initial investment. So let's say you went and did an eToro account today, right, before you could do your copy trading. You put the $200 in. Let's say in June sometime, you decide, you want to pull some money out. Let's say that $200 is now $315, right? I'm just throwing some numbers out there. That's $115 that it earned, right? So you could take that $115 out and leave $200 in there and exactly, and keep it in the go, you know. So it's totally up to you, you know. So the more
you can also add money as well as take it out.
Exactly, you can add money, you can take money out. You know, adding money is always good, especially if that's why I say. Here's the thing: when you first start, just put some money in there that you're not gonna miss immediately, you know. So put some money in there that you're not gonna miss immediately. That way you can let your account grow. And if it dips a little bit, you're not scared because it may take a dip. You might put let's say you just bought $200 worth of Bitcoin. You go back in there, you see it's $189 because the price of Bitcoin went down. You're not going to get super scared immediately. Oh, let me take this out. You know, you could, all right, well, I'll let it see what it does. Then you go back in there and you see it's back up to 200, then maybe 207 and 210 and so on and so forth, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but you would always add
money. So don't put your last $10 on there.
Nah, don't put your last $10.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put my last $10.
Nah, we're going to sit there and watch this shit all day.
Right. Another thing you could do
and
is you just want to get some.
And then putting $10 in there is. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, what was about to say? You could put $10 in. What happened?
I was saying at the cost of what you're saying Bitcoin costs, putting $10 in there is not going to, you're going to have to watch that a long time because that ain't going to get you too much.
Nah, it's a thing called Satoshis, right? And Satoshis is sort of like the pennies of Bitcoin. It's the smallest Bitcoin you could buy. It is very, I won't say worthless, but it's pretty small. And you can, there's games, if you like to play games on your phone, you can go on Google Play or the App Store, whatever type of phone you got, and just buy a game that will pay you in Bitcoin. It'll give you Satoshis. But you play long enough, you know, you make get a few dollars out of it, you know. So that's one thing. You can also do mining, what they call Bitcoin mining. You can use either apps you can put on your phone. I wouldn't buy. They have mining machines, but they use a lot of energy. Your light bill could be high as hell if you use them computers.
Wow.
But you can use the one that's on your phone, you know, and just plug your phone up. It's going to use a lot of energy on your phone. But you'll get some Satoshis doing that too. You just want to get some free Bitcoin. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So you can get some to try it out and see what it's like. But if you wanna roll with the big dogs, then you need to at least put in $200-$500.
Yeah. I wouldn't say put in that much immediately. I would say put in what you're comfortable with immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep an eye on it. I'll say that it doesn't matter what you put your money. If you put your money into a dress that you buy from Shein, you're gonna be watching, checking that, making sure it's getting to your house. You're gonna be looking at it, making sure your money is going to where it's supposed to go to. So treat Bitcoin the exact same way. You buy something from Amazon, you watching, making sure that it's in there. You know, so whatever you put your money in, just keep an eye on it. Make sure it's doing what it's supposed to do. And as long as it's doing what it's supposed to do, you're good to go.
Okay. I'm going to have to check these sites out. So when you day trade, are you just day trading Bitcoin, or you're not actually trading any stock?
No, I'm more of a Forex trader, and with being a Forex trader, I will trade Bitcoin during the day trading. If I decide to day trade coins, cryptocurrency, that's because I went online and I read something about some coins, and I know it's going to be very, very volatile that day. Because if it's volatile, even if it's a bear market in cryptocurrency, bear meaning the market is going down, even if it's a bear market, I know I can make some money. You see what I'm saying? So it's good to if you're a person that likes to, I won't say gamble. Gamble is a word. It kind of is gambling, but I won't say gamble. I would say if you're somebody who like, I know what's gonna happen. I can tell it's gonna go down or go up based on looking at the charts and reading the charts and understanding what you're looking at. Then yeah, I would definitely day trade it. I would go on there. I say, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. This is gonna sound real crazy, but this is something that people would do. They would take Polygon or something that's attached to an Ethereum, which is a cryptocurrency that's like Bitcoin, and they will trade it against another one that's really, really cheap because it's going shot because somebody has been reading about it on Twitter or one of them type of sites. Now it's going up. It may only be going up like 8 cents, but you buy so much of it and it's so cheap that 8 cents is $80 for you. You can make $80 in 45 minutes or less, which is way better than you can on working a job. So you do that, you trade it, and you trade it back into your Polygon or something that's very cheap to trade. And then there you go, boom. You just put $80 in your account, and it's easy. People do it all day. There's people that sit there and do that all day long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's decentralized.
So
that's the good thing about Bitcoin. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I didn't mean to cut you off. So, I know that you say go on this site and it'll tell you all of the different types of Bitcoin. But in your opinion right now, what are some of the other cryptocurrencies? I guess I should say, what are some cryptocurrencies that you yourself are purchasing or watching that are giving you a return on your dividends?
Okay, that's a good question. I'm gonna tell you the ones. I can't tell you all the ones I got, but I will. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you, but it gets a lot. I actually look at my wallets because I be buying and trading stuff sometimes. But what I will say is the main ones that everybody should keep an eye on, and some other ones that I think are good. Okay, of course everybody should keep an eye on Bitcoin. You should always keep an eye on Ethereum. It's one called XRP, which is also known as Ripple. There's a gaming coin called Axie Infinity in Decentraland. Those are metaverse coins. So I know you heard of the metaverse. Those are metaverse coins.
Yeah.
Gaming coins are, as long as there's online digital gaming, they're always something to keep an eye on. There's another one. It's another coin that kind of, I say, keep an eye on. It's called Litecoin, because Litecoin is a very old coin, so people always will kind of go back and buy it. You keep your eye on Doge. Doge is always being bought for no reason. You know, if you just want to make some money, Dogecoin is always is one. I'm trying to. Yeah, that's the one with the dog. The dog this got kind of popular with that. Polygon is a good one. Now, Polygon is, y'all heard of NFTs before?
Yeah. But I never knew what it meant.
Okay, all right. So with Polygon, Ethereum is a coin to keep an eye on, but it's very expensive to do anything with. They have something called gas fees, right? And that is the fee to just move it online through the internet. And you can sometimes see something that costs $17. Yeah, and it'll cost you the gas fee because so many, the more people are using it, the higher the gas fee, right? So you get online one day and it's a lot of volume being moved, your gas fee could be $200. Mm-hmm. You're trying to buy something that's $17. Nah, we ain't doing that.
That's so, almost like that judge of that card like they got down there on the highway.
Right, yeah. The, dark,
know,
the peace pass thing, yeah.
Yeah, the peace pass.
We ain't doing that. We're not doing that. So it's a thing called Polygon that you could buy. It's built off Ethereum. You could buy pretty much any, just about everything that Ethereum has. You can buy with Polygon, and it does not have the gas fee. So that is a good coin to have, and it's a very popular coin right now. So those are some of the coins I would keep an eye on. There's a lot of other ones. If you go on that CoinMarketCap, anything in the top 15, 20 are coins to keep. Oh, Tether, mm-hmm. That's another good one. Tether is another good coin to keep an eye on. Tether price hardly ever changes that much, but Tether's a good coin to have because it's a lot of stuff based on it. They uses it, and it's you can get it'll triply jump like 25 cents every now and then. So if you just want a coin that you can build with other coins, Tether is one. Could be like a dollar, then it jump to $1.25. Yeah, so you know, if you just want to make a couple of quick bucks, Tether is a good one too. So there you go.
You know what? I just came to a big realization. I don't know if I could really gas this because I have so many. Everything I would have to know where the names of these coins come from. What's their origin? What do they mean?
Yeah.
It's like they all have a mind of their own and a whole separate entity of their own. And for some reason, I like to know all this. So, I mean, like, man. I have too many questions about math, like statistics. Where does this come from? Who sat here and made all this shit up? Who made this up and made it the law that this is how statistics goes and this is how geography and all the other stuff goes? I'm like, it's so complicated. But you make it sound so simple because your mind can comprehend it. My mind has so many questions.
Well, that's what that site is for. Yeah, that's what that site is for. Go on there, and there's whatever coin you want to, you can click on their link, their website, and you just read up on it. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, and like I say, if you click on their website and it looks like some bull, it probably is some bull. So don't use it. You know, so
like Tether, I know you were saying if they aren't linked to anything, they are considered trash coins, right?
That's right. It's a trash coin. There are coins that there are like anybody could go. Like I could go on right now and make a coin. You know, if anybody who know how to code pretty well could go online and make some coins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah, that would be my concern.
Yeah, so with that being said, you definitely want to just go. There are certain coins that you can invest in that have like white papers that you can invest in them now. There are certain coins that they're attached to an idea or they're attached to something that's coming up. There are coins that are like called green. They're like green coins. They're like for the environment and stuff like that. But you just want to make sure that they're attached to something before you buy it, unless it is being a pump and dump. Unless somebody on Discord or Reddit is telling people to go buy it, and everybody's going to make some money because it's a cheap coin. It's 10 cents, and you see it up at 50 cents, just randomly at 50 cents, it's too late for you to buy. Because that coin was just 10 cents, and now it's 50 cents, don't even buy it. It's too late. If you caught it when it was 15 cents, then good, because it's a pump and dump scheme. You can jump in if you catch it early, and and then sell it, you know, sell it and get you the money. You know, that's the way that goes. So you can make your quick $50, $60.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah, make sure it's attached. Go to their website. Make sure it's attached. The Bitcoin, of course, is the largest one. You can actually buy stuff with Bitcoin. You know, Ethereum, everybody builds stuff with Ethereum. That's cool. Like I said, the gaming app, people use them to actually play games. That's cool. Stuff like that. But there's a coin that is out there because somebody with this was making a meme by Dogecoin. Dogecoin isn't attached to anything. So Shibu, the other one, that's the other dog, is not attached to anything. So unless you're just going to buy it and hope it's a, I mean, it's very cheap to buy. Those coins are very cheap. So that's why people buy them. But it's so cheap that if they do good, then great. If not, who cares, you know, so.
Okay, and can I ask another question about the coins? So I know that there are the, what's that site? Robinhood, the trading site? Okay.
Yep.
Can't you go on that site and buy cryptocurrency as well?
You sure can. You can use Robinhood. You can use Cash App. You can use Coinbase. Yeah, you use all those. Yeah, you use Robinhood. Robinhood ain't bad. I mean, people buy stocks off of Robinhood. So if you're just going on there to buy and hold on to some cryptocurrency, then I would use Robinhood. No problem.
Yeah. I have four little stocks on Robinhood. I just got my end of the year return, and for the year 2022, I made a whopping $2.50.
Hey, it's in the green. You in the green. You know, you in the black. So you
exactly. Exactly. That's what I said. I'm like, pretty good. Okay, but I've seen it because on Robinhood, I actually saw where they were selling that. Dogma, that's, well, not Dogma, but that dog coin or whatever, and everyone was going in buying it. It was like a penny at one time, and then it jumped up 10 cents, and it just kept, and then the next thing you know, about 2 weeks later, it bottomed totally out, and it didn't make anything, and I don't think that it's made anything since, because I haven't heard anything about it. It was
year sometime. Yeah, it was just a quick pumping dump. People do that sometimes with coins. Cheap coins like that,
they're
just so cheap. I could go put $100 on it, get a whole bunch of coins, a whole bunch of people do it. Then it's something called FOMO, which is FOMO, stands for fear of missing out. And it gets people every time. So people be like, this Dogecoin, everybody talking about getting this Doge. Everybody trying to get this Doge. Here we go, buying it when it's, 40 cents, 30 to 5 cents. And it's too late now. You buying it, then you ain't going to make your money back. Now everybody's selling it. Because remember, when you buy it, somebody sold it. Everybody's selling it. People, they make their money off of it real quick. And then they go about their business.
Yeah, because I remember there was a woman on my Facebook page, and she was really deep into Bitcoin. And she was telling, she always put out there that we need to, as black people, we need to invest in Bitcoin because it is the way of technology and it's the way that our currency is going. And we always on the outside instead of, being in and get that generational wealth. And she was really big into telling people to buy, but a lot of people didn't understand what Bitcoin was, and sometimes people explain things to you, but if you don't break it down and make it relatable, a lot of people aren't able to understand what you're talking about. And so
people like
I like what you're doing. Like, you're making it relatable for me so that I can understand it. And now I'm like, well, damn, I wish I had jumped in on the Bitcoin because I would have some Bitcoin money.
Right.
I hate you laughing.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's not too late. It is not too late. I'm glad. I try to, y'all can understand what I'm talking about. It is a lot, and the lady is 100% right. You know, we can't be scared of technology. Us black folks, we be scared of some technology. I know we like paper money. We like our paper money. I feel you, but at the end of the day,
I do not like paper money now. I feel very vulnerable when I carry paper money.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. It's like, what are the odds of somebody running up on you and trying to rob you of your cryptocurrency wallet? You know what I'm saying? That's not how it goes. And I'm not saying that you should put all your money into one thing, but I do feel like people need to just learn to invest, you know? Just invest. That's the best kind of the key.
Yeah.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too late. I'll tell you like this right now. Bitcoin is going to jump again. It's going to jump again. And when it do, I'll do this. Because I keep my eye on it. When I see that it's headed toward a jump, I will let you know. I'll be like, hey, you might want to go ahead and get you some if you ain't got none, because it's headed for a jump. And when Bitcoin jump, all the coins start jumping because people want to get in. People want to get it. People get into what you did. Remember, like with Bitcoin a few years ago, Bitcoin went up to 65,000. All the coins were jumping. All the coins were getting up there, you know, and all the coins kind of resettled out once Bitcoin resettled out. But it does it every so many years. So people say, oh, no, it's a scam. I'm like, method that makes this many millionaires is a scam. You just got to figure out what you're doing, you know, and pay attention to what you're doing.
Ask questions.
So, everything is on the internet. I had to tell somebody, they young, you know, they like 25 or something like that. I'm like, you never live without internet. So I have no idea why you don't know stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, we used to have to go to the library, get the card catalog going, you know what I'm saying? Find a book. We had to go search out for knowledge. You got your phone in your hand. You don't know. Come on now. So there's no reason.
Yeah, that
there's
is late.
You got to know. So, yeah, the phone right directly in your hand.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So.
You got a walking mini computer in your hand.
Exactly.
We had dial-up.
It ain't got no dial-up. Right. Really, they don't even got to worry about dial-up. They ain't got to worry about the little AOL thing. What was that little? The little paper clip used to come up on the side of the computer. They ain't got that. They got everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know what it's called. Yeah. I don't really know what they're
calling
it. People
telling us how old you are. People telling us how old you are.
I'm not old, though. I'm not old at all. I'm young.
In your mind.
In your
head.
I'm young, you know. they say you're as young as you feel. So, you know, other than when I run down the steps and my knees pop, other than that, I'm still young. But you don't tell us how old you are. I'm still young. I think everybody, unless you are, what is it, Gen Z? Is that the one they on now? You know, it's just, other than that, we all grew up around the same time.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were still talking about millennials. Somebody told me that's supposed to be a millennial. I was like, no, they're old now. Like,
Yeah, she told me, she's
like, millennials are old now. I'm like,
well, damn,
what
the?
Right.
What
am I?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same. That's why I get called old. My son think I'm old. I'm like, nah. So.
Okay.
Asking me questions about stuff that way before my time. I'm like, come on now.
Way before your time.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, he come in. And
you capped it.
As we all get, yeah, as
oh,
it's crazy.
So you capped it. Man, I call cap.
Yeah, that's how you talk. Cap, Riz, and all the words. That he had to tell me what Riz meant. I didn't know what that was.
I don't know that one either. I just figured out how to say cap in the right context.
Yeah, he was talking about, he was like, you know, he was like, yeah, I had that Riz talking about, he was talking to some girl. I had to, like, Riz, what is that? That's like game. That's what game is now. Instead of saying, I was like, y'all, I don't even like y'all. Y'all playing this horrible.
They're going to make up a new word today.
Right, exactly. I was like, where did they even come from? At least our slang makes some kind of sense. That don't even make sense to the situation. So, yeah, so.
What's it called again?
Riz.
Riz?
Mm-hmm. R-I-Z-Z. Riz.
I was going to have somebody come to me and say that word. I'm like, what? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm, that's it. Yeah.
Well, we'll know if they do, Queen, because we're
going to call you. I've been asking that word in my inbox.
A
look at little boy.
He's a baby. You puma, Queen.
Ew. Okay.
That little 22-year-old.
And they are there. They're just hanging outside right now.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. You just said.
Stop passing out that catnip. Stop passing it out.
Right. They need to be outside right now. I need them outside my door right now.
Uh-oh.
I just look out my window right now.
No.
No,
don't nobody. No. 22 don't need to be outside.
Skinny jeans to my door. Look, I'm going to leave a trailer of skinny jeans.
No.
And Air Force.
No.
No.
No. Don't do that, Swing. Don't do
hot
that.
Hot pocket.
Anyway.
A trailer hot pocket.
The hot pocket.
Trailer hot pocket. Yeah. These youngsters have more of a discerning palate now. They like to eat.
We can put some Takis out there. You good to go. Some Takis in the...
Yeah, some Takis. Yeah, get a Takis chip. Get a whole slew of
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole
frame
of
hot Cheetos. Frame of hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of them.
What's up, Shouty? Yeah, open up my window while I'm smoking the weed. What's up, Shouty?
They don't even say that anymore.
I'm Miss Lady.
Yeah. Call everybody. Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh God.
But you gotta, you know. Anyway, let me get y'all back on focus. Wayne with her Takis and Cheetos. No, Wayne. You don't need any 22-year-olds. They no, it's not healthy for you. Okay. So focus. We're trying to make money. We're trying to make us some money so we can retire on a beach somewhere. Okay.
Right.
Now we need to know about, can you tell us anything about co-ops? Because we're trying to purchase Swing a co-op for some hemp so she can smoke. So we can have her, and Beauty and I are going to make money while she be the tester. Swing is going to be the tester. Can you help us with that?
Matter of fact, hold on. Give me. I got a site for you. Hold on. Let me pull it. Make sure I give you the right.
Okay,
name.
Good. Cause I want to purchase some marijuana. We some old
weed
over here.
I'm gonna give you the site right now. I had.
Okay.
No, I would have pulled up. I would have pulled it up.
Oh well, that's okay. We can take a five minute break.
No need for a five minute break.
Oh, okay. We'll just entertain ourselves while you do your thing. Pull yourself up. See you, Queen? We're going to get you some marijuana.
Good, because I'm almost out.
Who's doing the Jeopardy song?
Oh, that was me. I'm sorry.
I heard that. That was good.
My bad. I ain't no doing that loud.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I heard it. I was like, now that's a good sound effect. Oh, my goodness.
Now, y'all have any
more questions? I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask that. So you want to invest, right?
Yeah. You smoke a little.
Are you familiar with Get Hemp? Oh, sorry, that's what I...
I might have heard of that, but please elaborate.
Now, that's like the easiest way to find something is Get Hemp. But it's another one. I'm trying to find out my phone. The first guy that you got me on the phone, it won't pop up.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Kush, I heard somebody told me Kush is kind of crazy, but Kush.com is one, but that's not the one I want to find. Getting Hemp is the one, it's like the biggest one. It's another one.
Swing don't need that one. She don't need that Kush. She's a giddy all the time.
That one mind trying.
You never had Purple Kush before?
Not yet.
You gotta come up by the way you live.
Yes, I do.
Even my vanilla self, as you say, have had purple.
I may have, I just don't remember it, but I know I've been doing a lot.
Well, you remember.
I haven't had the fruity pebbles. There's a whole lot of them.
Exactly.
Trust me.
Exactly. So. Tell again.
I want to go to
like
Willy Wonka and a chocolate factory just for wood. Just for weed.
Because if you've had Purple Kush, I know.
We've been hearing about you in the news.
And now you make me really, really want some.
We've been
hearing
about you in the news in Georgia.
Hello. Georgia Herald.
Run around downtown.
She be going down the street on a donkey, butt naked, talking about she's laying in the Bible. She be straight going down the street. Honey, she won't be worried about vertigo. She won't be worried about the
hot flashes. She won't be worried about nothing.
Girl. It's going to be a
little ation. I missed who y'all was talking about.
Huh?
Because I missed who y'all was talking about.
Me? We're talking about purple cush.
We're talking about swing. That's what we're talking about.
No, no, no. I heard somebody was going to be on the donkey. I'm trying to figure out who's going to be on the donkey.
We're gonna take pictures and videos, but then we're only gonna give them snapshots and the rest they will have to fucking buy.
And I'll be grateful for the memory.
Because we do nothing over here at Night Talk with Fasha. We do nothing for free.
What?
Yep.
What's that, Beauty?
I said, what is she talking about?
Me?
I said
you
all content to my parents.
Yeah. That's what Swing says.
We'll have a good clip
show.
We'll have a very good clip show.
See? Told you.
Yes.
I'm a mad marketer. I can market some stuff. I make it sound delicious. Okay. I'm sorry. Did you sign the fight, sir?
Oh, no. I was just saying I couldn't, but I will give that information to Shalonda. I will give it to her, though. I just, for some reason, my phone is just it's going to other
me?
Stuff. But I will go on if I were you.
Oh, my.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. Sasha.
Okay.
I will give it to Sasha.
That's okay. Go ahead.
And I'll give it to Sasha, but I would go on get him, and I would check those because everything is on there really. And Kush.com is alright too. So, but I had one that I was looking at myself earlier because you know they just had a hemp festival down here, Yeah, they had a hemp festival down here. And I had got a bunch of information then from some people. You know, these folks down here, because, you know, they had a hemp festival. Then, you know, they have 420 fishes passed. So those are like, you know, the time where everybody, that's the time where the business people come out, you know. So they all had their stuff going on and everything was going on. And it was So, but I will get that information to Sasha. I'm sorry that I had the site up. If I had known, I would have wrote it down somewhere so I could have, you know, gave it to you.
But thank
you for the information you did have.
They give out samples at the
420. I would tell you, it was like 5 or 6 going on, so I guess it depends on the one you went to. I wouldn't really say sample, really, per se. Now, edible samples were more likely to be found than anything else. They have other stuff, too, like back a little hemp cream for, like, your back hurting and your knees hurting. And then they had stuff to get you where you want to be in life, you know what I'm saying? So if you wanted to, it depends on what you was at. Some stuff was really, really cheap. Some stuff was not cheap, but you know, it was a lot. Mm-hmm. So it was like 5 or 6. So you know, it was one. They had a whole concert. You know, T.I. performed. That was like $100 to get in. But when you got in, they had stuff. that stuff there for you. You know what I'm saying? $100 a spin, though.
How big was it?
Extremely packed. I didn't go into that one.
Wow,
I
bet you were.
But it was extremely. It was. I think the ticket sold out, if I'm not mistaken.
I bet you.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So then, yeah.
Still for the next year. What you think?
Is it a field trip next year?
Yeah.
I
would love to,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Man, long time coming. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah,
you coming to Georgia?
Yeah, man, it's been a long time coming.
We can all camp out at my house. We'll camp out. We'll have a party. We'll have a sleepover at my house. And then we'll, yeah, it's for, you know, because we are pressed. And so we are considered pressed. So we're going to get a press.
Jeez, you better do that for real. Why you you better get that press pass for real.
I am.
Don't let them play on your top. So you get that press
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm gonna get
you
one face
swag bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even smoke. But I get excited for swing girls.
Yes.
I can
get a bag
for my girl.
Yeah, me and Beauty will tell you how everything works out. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for sharing your tips and information. Now, don't forget to let me know. I'm going to go on this site that you told me, and the site that you took, wait, I wrote it down. CoinMarketCap.
Yep. CoinMarketCap is where you see all the coins. You can read up on them, whatever you want to do. You can see places to buy the coins on the site. You can scroll down and tell you how much it costs on what site. That's a good one to always keep on you. If y'all want to do the copy trading, the best site for copy trading, in my opinion, is eToro. It's eToro. That's the best site for copy trading. And you can go check that out. That's another one. And, yeah, go on there. You know, the
can you say one?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I cut you off.
Mm-mm.
Go ahead.
I couldn't feel who was saying something, but go ahead.
Candlestick?
Well, candlesticks is something that you, that's the actual chart, the reading of the chart. That's something that would have to be something that'll be like an all-day class. That would have to be like a Zoom call. That couldn't be on a phone call because I would have to actually show you what you're looking at, you know. So, but that's candlesticks. But, yeah, they have candlesticks on CoinMarketCap. So when you go on CoinMarketCap, you can look at the chart. You can move the candlesticks. You can actually see what I'm talking about, you know. So, okay, I see what you're talking about. You know, so, yeah. Go on there and, check them out. If you know anybody who do art and they want to sell their art as an NFT, if y'all decide, I'm going to tell you what some people was doing. It was like take pictures of themselves and like edit them. Nice, you know, so that way it won't be considered porn, but they got to edit it just enough where it ain't considered porn. They sell them as NFTs, you know, easy, you know. So like, there you go. And people are like, oh, that look good.
Now, I've heard about that.
Yeah. And people were doing it. It's a site. It's called OpenSea. OpenSea, OpenSea.
Yeah, make sure you send us a link to this stuff, because that's one I'll be interested in right there.
Yeah, OpenSea, I got you.
I'm writing it down.
Uh-huh,
thank you,
yeah.
Ma'am. And thank you, sir.
I love a hustle.
I love a hustle.
hey, get it. Get it. You know,
open
I got
the
letter C. I had two pages on there. One of my pages is still on there. The other page, I had sold a couple of NFTs like in 2020. You know, I'm gonna use that money to go to Hollywood Beach, you know, so I can go be naked on the beach.
Ooh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
That's what I'm gonna do with that little bit of money I got from them little NFTs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got
yeah,
to tell
you.
Huh? Yeah, I heard about that a long time ago, but I never did anything about it because it was like trying to be too hard for me. I'm not that computer literate, but I think I can try again.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, don't think. I mean, you know, it ain't hard. It ain't hard. If you know how to use your phone, you know how to use them sites. I promise you that.
We'll help you.
And if you need any help, and if you need any help, feel free to shoot me a message. I got you.
The little secret way to make money out of this.
Say again?
Mm-hmm. The little secret way to make money out of this, so you can get around and do a little bit more.
Right.
Free.
Exactly.
Most definitely. Well, thank you, sir. You have been a wealth of information. If I have any other questions, I will shoot you a message and ask you, you know, how it goes.
For sure.
This is good. I've learned a lot. Thank you. You ladies have any other questions? Beauty, you got any questions? You've been quiet right there.
I was listening, paying attention. But thank you very much for doing this. You're coming and talking to us.
Thank you so very much for the information.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Very much so. You're very, very
and
much.
The
ladies. Time.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to let you go. Thank you again for coming on. When you get ready to promote or do anything, please let us know. You are always welcome.
Thank you very much. Will do. You ladies have a good night.
You as well.
You too. So, that was interesting. So, we're gonna make some money with Bitcoin. What y'all think?
I think you're right.
Yeah. If not one way or another.
I think we could pull together a couple of dollars or two, don't you think so? Get us some Bitcoin.
Why not?
Yeah, the way he explained it a lot better than I've heard it explained.
Yeah,
so, because I need baby steps.
Yeah, that's why I said kiss us. Keep it simple. I've heard it before, but, you know, people throw out so many big words and all that stuff. I'm like, what is that? I don't know what that is. But he did. Miraculous made it really explanatory. You know, like, all right, that makes sense. Okay. And I like the fact that you can put your money in and you're gonna get a bigger return than having your money sitting in the bank.
Yeah, I'm going to see my money grow. Definitely takes a long time for money to grow. I'm like, damn, is my money grown yet? Yeah, shit.
Yeah, true. It really does, especially now with the way the interest rates are and the way, you know, you're not getting a return. All they doing is taking your money, especially if you're using, if you use credit cards, because all of the APRs have went up.
Oh,
and right now is not a time to get a new card
or anything unless you have an excellent credit score. But I wouldn't get one. And I say that, and I applied and got one. But I haven't used it. I just got it. But I have
just a 10 case.
Basically,
just to show you have self control.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the best thing to do with the credit card is, if you can, is to use it if you need it, and then pay it off so that you don't receive the interest, because that's where you're gonna get hit at and pay more than the the payment. Pay more than what
some people
think
the credit cards like they're magic. No, they're not.
No.
Like credit cards are not magic. The money comes from somewhere and it comes from you.
It's got to come from somewhere, and they going to get it from your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And off your nose. Yeah.
You're going to sweep that shit out your nose.
At this time, right now with the interest and inflation, it's not a really good time to buy anything major or even do anything major. I have a cousin that keeps saying that something's going to happen and you need to stack your money. You need to stack your money. I'm thinking, I ain't got no money. Then I'm like, let me stop saying that. I got what I got. But she's always saying that, you know, we're in some really difficult times. We're trying to go into some real hard times in the United States, and you really need to bank and stack your money so that you will have it. And I'm like, are you saying that we're going to start having to barter and trade? Maybe, she said. I was like,
it's best to learn how to negotiate now.
Didn't I just read that Biden signed something that said we may not have money anymore? We may be going to like almost like a Bitcoin or a cryptocurrency where it's a card that we'll be carrying that is acts like a credit card, but it documents everything that we purchase, like everything. Like no more dollar bills.
Now, I haven't heard that. I have to look that up.
I would not doubt it at all.
Yeah, because I think I just bought that a couple of weeks ago. I haven't seen anything else.
I mean, it is some really... The times are... I mean, y'all, look at the amount of eggs. Like, really? The cost of a dozen of eggs is ridiculous. And gas prices, what's the gas prices where you are, Beauty?
Right now they're about $3.25. That's about the average.
$3.25. They are about that here too. Yeah. I think I just got some the other day. Sunday, and with my car to fill it up, it was $43. My car ain't even
that big. My car's around that, and it used to be like $50. It used
to be about $6.
It used to be about $30, I think. But now it's close to $40.
Yeah. That's what mine is, too. I know things are getting very tight, especially with, you know.
In the grocery store, especially.
Yes.
and then they're cutting the size of the product, like buying 4 pounds of sugar, but it looks like it's 3. But they say it's
right.
4. It's crazy. And the thing that gets me that are cleaning products. The amount of cleaning products have went up.
Yeah.
Like the cost of bleach is ridiculous. The cost of bleach is ridiculous. It's
yeah,
crazy.
You should be much less expensive. And then I started my cleaning process. I don't know if y'all have looked out there at the dollar store, but the dollar store went up to $1.25 for everything.
Yeah.
And I also watched the review on Dollar Tree that said you shouldn't buy any of your cleaning products there because of quality. But I don't know about that. I still buy my cleaning products there to work out something.
Yeah. I used to buy cleaning products from there and from Dollar General, but Dollar General is more than Walmart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dollar General has gotten bad now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing with Dollar Tree now.
Some of the stuff.
Yeah, I shop at Walmart, and I've noticed that some of the things at Walmart are less expensive than they are at Dollar Tree.
Mhm. Mhm. I am all about getting a bargain. All about bargain. But yeah, and at the same time at the Dollar Tree, everything went up $1.25, but then also there are products and stuff in there that are $5 and above. So why are we still calling it the Dollar Tree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and then the Dollar Tree and then that's what it might as well do.
Yeah, it might as well. It might as well. So if I can find whatever I can find coupons. Manufacturing coupons, but now you also, you know how you get the paper on Sunday just so you can get the coupons. Now they hardly even have any coupons. Paper.
And the ones you do get, you don't want those coupons.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mhm. Mhm. And just trying to. You know, I feel really bad for single parents, not just moms, because there aren't just moms that are single parents, it's dads too. But I just feel bad for single parents. And it's, you know, a one income family. Gosh, and I don't complain though, but I don't have kids, so I try not to complain, but I just
yeah, it's pretty sad. But hopefully things turn around.
Yeah, it's getting ugly out there, and people feel like it's worth stealing. But I'm like, there's jobs out there y'all could get. I mean, you could do something other than breaking people's windows or breaking in their cars. And then stop going. Make sure your children eat, and make sure your children eat. Period. Even if the parents can't, let them get food at school, or let them get after school programs and stuff. And some of these children, that's the only meal they get in the whole day.
Yeah, exactly.
Just that one school meal. So school lunch should be filling, because that may be the only meal they get. They're trying to cut corners on school meals and stuff as well, and take out the free school programs and all the other stuff. Children need all the meals they can get.
Yep. I agree. But I also do not have children, so I can only speak so much, but It's got to be hard.
I mean, everybody's child should be everybody's child. I miss
Absolutely.
Those days.
Yes, when everybody took care of everybody.
But those days are gone now, but I'm happy to feed the child.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Here, present.
Well, I'm back. So,
sorry about that.
My computer decided you're going to let me update. Either you let me update or I'm going to cut off in the middle of your show.
Oh,
that's what it
I'm
is.
I'm scared to get updates now, because sometimes updates always cause issues with my phone. They cause issues with your laptop. I'm like, what are these updates doing good for me?
Exactly. And I didn't ask for you update. What are you doing coming on my stuff anyway? But so I had to quickly log in on my phone. So I'm back. Thank y'all for not hanging up, by the way.
No problem.
I just have to let that laptop do what it wants to do. Bless it's hard.
An unnecessary update.
Hard. I know, right? So what y'all got going on this week coming up?
Ooh, this week. Well, I'm going to see a play that one of my friends worked with this week, which I'm excited about. And please don't ask me the name of it. It's completely flown out of my head as I said that.
Oh, just going to ask it.
I'm looking
me
forward
too.
To getting out of here. Oh, hold on. I can look it up. Hold on. Just give this show a shout out.
Yeah.
And the woman who is performing is named Letta Neely. Hold on. It is called Pulling It All Together. And it's going to be at the Boston
Ooh.
Play Theater in Boston. Yeah.
So you can do it with me.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited about it. I want to, I'll come back and tell you all about it on Friday.
Yeah.
But it's a small play in a small playhouse. Another friend of mine is involved in it. Her name is Anika Arrington. And, yeah, it should be really
great.
Nice. And it's an opportunity to get out. So
exactly.
I'm going to dress up.
And your friend's name sounds like her name should be on a marquee.
It
sounds so
good.
Yeah, it does to me. I think it's one of those star quality names.
I think
it sounds like it's going to be a good place just by her name in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she has been, somehow had her hand in arts and theater pretty much all her life. So
really?
It's interesting that you say that about her name because it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it really does sound like the type of name that needs to be, you know, in life. It just sounds, the way you said it, just gave it so much presence. So that sounds like fun.
Yeah,
is she? She has
she
to
really
be.
Yeah.
If she's your friend, she has to be. So.
Oh, that was
I'm
so
glad you're getting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
she
can't wait to hear your review.
I call her my hippie sis.
Oh, hippies are the fun.
Yeah.
They are.
Because I call myself an neo-hippie since the time I was a child. So, yeah.
Really?
She's like my partner in crime. Yeah, really.
I can see that. I can. Mm-hmm. You kind of give a little hippie vibe. I can see that. I can feel that. Yeah. My friend Dorian is trying to talk me into getting Dorian. I know, right? I love saying her name, Dorian. because I told her, like, your name, you were the, your name is of the character that used to be on the soap opera, and she was the bad woman. She was loose, and, you know, Dorian, I can't remember her last name, but she was on, What Life to Live?
I think it was.
What, Erica Kane? No.
No, her name was Dorian something.
Dorian Lord?
Yes, that sounds right. Okay, y'all talk, I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's Dorian Lord, because she was on One Life to Live, and the other, her arch nemesis had D.I.D., split personality, Vicky.
Yep, there she is, Dorian Lord. Fictional character. Here's her description. Dorian Lord. Dorian Lord is a fictional character and matriarch of the Kramer family on the American daytime drama One Life to Live, played most notably and for the longest duration by actress Robin Strasser. Strasser was cast by series creator Agnes Nixon and debuted on the episode first aired on April
13th, 1979. Get out of here.
79. That's like around the time the House of Dark Shadows was on, which I love.
Yep. I remember her, too. I saw her picture, you remember, too. She was a badass.
She was.
She knew everybody's
business. I like Dorian.
And was in everybody's business. Yeah.
That was so cool. Like, real dramatic for no reason and cool and powerful.
Yep.
I watched One Life to Live until it went off the air.
My mama did too. I was watching Days of Our Lives.
All my children.
We did Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, Nasty World Turns.
Oh, so you did CBS. CBS, I think.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you remember Ryan's Hope?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Santa Barbara, Arnold Baldwin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Ryan's Hope.
Well, we had no choice but to watch soap operas. We were so into it as children. Like, we came home from school, made sure mama said, if I have a course, we could all watch it together.
Mm-hmm.
That was in drama.
Oh, General Hospital. You remember on General Hospital Beauty, Bobby, that played Luke's sister?
Yes.
She died.
The redhead. What?
Yeah. She died.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
She died. Yep, Bobby died.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know, right?
What was Angie's boyfriend's name from One Life to Live?
Angie?
Yeah, they were like the first black couple, weren't they?
Oh, that was on All My Children, Hubbard.
Was that All My Children? Yes.
Yeah, that was All My Children. That was Jesse and Angie Hubbard.
Angie.
She was a doctor. And he was a police officer.
Yep.
And I remember watching the episode when they shot him and he got killed and he died. And she was the one that had to, he died when she was in the room and she had to call it. So she called his death, you know, time of death. And my mom was watching it and she's like, no, no, don't put the sheet on it. No, don't put that sheet on him. Don't you put that sheet on him.
They talked like that, so they did. Like, they became part of your family.
Yes, they were. They were part of the family. Jesse was part of the family. But then she left All My Children. And do you remember Loving? That used to come on ABC.
Yes. Because that was on after Ryan.
I cannot get anybody else to remember this soap opera.
Oh yes,
I cannot.
It took Ryan's Hope's place for a while.
Yeah.
Because Ryan's Hope was on first.
Oh.
And it was All My Children. One Life to Live. And General Hospital.
General Hospital.
It was General Hospital. Can you hear me?
Are you ladies still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Everybody got quiet.
Yeah, you get a little bit of echo, but still here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? Go ahead. I'm listening. I'm listening to you. But, it was Loving, because Loving came on at 12:30.
Yep, right after the news.
Yeah, right after the news. And then All My Children,
All My Children.
One Life to Live, and General Hospital.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped
That's what
watching
came
General
on.
Hospital to watch Days of Our Lives.
I remember... What was it? What happened? Oh, I remember One Life to Live when Vicky, I think that was her name, the one that was that had the DID. Her alternate personality took her to Paris, Texas, and she got married and married someone in Paris, Texas. Remember that?
I remember the split personality. I don't remember the character's name, though.
Her name was Vicky, because her and Dorian were enemies, like Alexis and Diana. What was her name?
She had curly blonde hair.
Yes. That was her.
Let's see. They have some names on this page. Asa Buchanan, David Vickers, Clint Buchanan, Joey Buchanan.
Clint Buchanan. Vicky Buchanan.
Because
she was married.
It was, right?
Huh. Yeah.
She was married
to Clint.
It was
his wife. Yeah.
Yep.
Vicky Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I used to love Asa. He was a mess. He was a hot mess. But you know what? Mostly all those people have died. And then, the one that got me the most, that character that died, was David Chandler, and he played Adam and Stewart on All My Children.
Yes. I had a hard time with that one.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, not Stewart. And then you thought,
That's exactly
I'm glad Adam did. Yeah. Oh, Adam. I'm glad he did. Oh, Stewart. And then you think, wait, it's the same person.
How when you get invested in these people, I knew more about their lives than I did about my own family.
Exactly. Because it was so much more interesting.
Yeah, it was.
And... you know, you could get away and you could escape, and you know, it's the same way with Dynasty. I remember when Diane Carroll got on Dynasty. OMG. I loved it.
Oh my God, the fight.
Oh, and the clothes.
Yes.
Padded shoulders.
Jeez.
Padded shoulders.
I'll never forget the padded shoulders.
No.
His shoulders just kept getting bigger and bigger.
And bigger. Bigger and bigger. And the collars on their clothes kept getting bigger and bigger.
And bigger, yep. Sure did.
But it was so good. Now, the one I didn't like was Falcon Crest. I didn't like Falcon Crest.
It was stupid.
It was. Ooh, Knox Landing was good. I was so tired of, what was the woman name on Knox Landing that went crazy?
You guys, I got to go. I love you.
Okay. Love you, too.
All righty.
We do have an episode.
It's me.
Oh, okay. I just noticed.
It's me.
Okay, yeah.
It's because of me. That's all. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just having technical difficulties tonight, but I'm rolling with it. I'm just rolling with it.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
My best. That's it. I'm not going to sweat it if you, you know. It is what it is. I watch Knox Landing. I used to watch. Television was good back in the day.
Yeah, but then it made you wait a whole week. That was the only part.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
But I did like television back then.
Yeah, it was. But now you binge watch everything. One day.
Yeah.
And then you got nothing
that.
To watch.
Right, exactly.
You don't have anything to watch after that, so.
You know what I just recently binge watched was The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it good?
Another touchdown for Shonda Rhimes. She is amazing. Watch all six episodes. You are passing it.
Really?
It is so
I want to. Did you watch Bridgerton?
I absolutely did.
I just can't get into it.
I was so into it. I got my husband into it.
Uh-huh.
We watched all of it. I even went back to the second season telling him about it. I went back and started it the first season. So he could see it.
Mm, that was good of you.
And the first season.
Everything. I used to try to do that with... Huh?
You couldn't get into it, you said?
No.
Wow.
But I'm going to try to watch the, and I'm trying to figure out if I need to watch Bridgerton to get into the story of Queen Charlotte.
Yes, that's the name of it, Queen Charlotte. You know what? It would help, but I don't think you have to because it's a story that stands on its own.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
We don't know a lot about Queen Charlotte from Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a great personality. She's an amazing actress, too. But this tells you more about her personal life. And it explains so much.
I might try to go back and watch it. I don't know. But
maybe
I really want
Queen Charlotte first.
Yeah, that's what I – because I've seen everyone talking about it, and I really want to get into – you know, I want to watch it because it looks interesting. I was telling my friend the other day – I kept seeing that picture from Queen Charlotte. I guess that black man, he's supposed to be her husband. And when I first saw the picture of him, I thought, what in the world is Whoopi Goldberg doing dressed up as a man?
That's not Queen Charlotte's husband, but he is a husband of one of the people on the show.
Yeah, but he looked like Whoopi Goldberg to me.
Yep, I know who you're talking about, but I can't tell you anything more about him.
Okay. My friend was like...
It's only six episodes.
That's it?
Yeah. It's just an interim show before the third season comes out.
Oh, okay.
Because it was supposed to be out year, I think. But the pandemic pushed everything, you know.
Yeah. And everybody's still trying to play catch up.
Six episodes. Yep.
Well, it's
wonderful.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to look at it. And hopefully if I can watch Queen Charlotte and get into this, and hopefully I can go back and watch Bridgerton.
Yeah, because
everybody says it's
fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to try. But I don't really like TV much anymore.
I don't either.
My TV is off.
I see TV all the time now.
Mine is too. I have either a book going somewhere in the background, or I'm just constantly listening to music. I'm listening to just, you know, gospel, or just trying to keep my mental, you know? And I'm just, you know, I'm just listening to music. And honestly, I'll just be real honest, going in there watching TV, it just doesn't feel the same without Michael. It just really doesn't. And I think that has a big part to do with it. Yeah, it just doesn't. So, but I try. I find.
Hello? Hello? I'm not sure if anybody can hear me, but I'm still here. Hello? Miss Sasha?